Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Back on the chain again.
Let's have a modest respite from discussing some of the issues of the day. This is the music portion of the hour. And for fun, we go back to 1983 for the top five songs from this week in 83, starting with number five. And it's the...
Pretenders.
Yeah, but who's the lead singer?
Chrissy Hynde.
Chrissy Hynde, that's it, right. Back on the Chain Gang was number five. Go ahead, Richie.
It's a good pop music like song. Flies.
Famous sound of that Rick Bach.
Back on the train.
Back on the Chain Gang.
Back on the Chain Gang.
I'd rather listen to this song than the song that was number four from this week in 1983.
I'm with you, brother.
You are the sun. You are the rain.
Okay, make quick work of that one.
Hey, but you know what? The guy's got his place. He's a genius.
Hey, he's done a very nice job for himself.
Genius.
But he and Phil Collins are both in the same book as far as I'm concerned.
Boring.
It's just me.
Hey, when Lionel Richie was back in the Commodores, everybody admits you'll tap your foot to his solo stuff. But when he was with the Commodores, he was the bomb, baby.
Yep. All right, the top three songs, though, are cool, really good pop songs, starting with number three, Duran Duran.
Smell like a sound, I'm lost in a crowd, and I'm hungry like the world.
Am I right, they had four, or was it five top ten hits, Kenny? Do you remember?
At least five.
Yeah. Yeah, a good English band. They still touring? They still around?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Still around, yeah. All right, Richie, you want to crank this up for a moment? Hungry Like the Wolf, number three. I think I first became aware of Duran Duran when they did the theme to the James Bond movie. That was, for some reason, that's the first
time. You were slow to the boat on that one, then. That was a good
Recently, wasn't it?
Oh, no, I was slow on Duran Duran. Yeah, I admit to that. Yep. Wasn't slow on Culture Club, though, number two.
Do you really want to hurt me?
I've always found this guy fascinating.
Do you really want to hurt me?
He probably likes you too, Doug.
Yeah, I've always found him kind of scary.
Yeah.
I told you, I met him when I went, Uri and Megan and I, and Uri's wife went to a performance of, it was the show that sort of depicted Boy George's life. It was playing in London. And then Uri was friends with him, so we met him downstairs. This guy is the weirdest dude you can't imagine how weird this guy is.
I've seen enough.
Oh, my God.
From far away.
But you know what? He has what it takes to make a hit record, as he proved any number of times.
He did.
How many
hit records, did he really have?
Well, I count four.
Two songs that I think
four.
Of. This one
I think it's four
and
or five
Karma Chameleon.
I'll tumble for you.
Oh, I'll tumble for you. Good one. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, see? There you go. Always, when it comes to this, I always trust Kenny implicitly. Number one this week in 1983. I think if I hear this one more time on K-Earth, I'm going to stop listening to K-Earth. They've tightened up the playlist there. This is K-Earth is the supposed rock and roll classic hit station. They've stopped playing all the 60s music, playing just 70s and 80s music, and they've tightened up the playlist. I think they have 300 songs, maybe 350, and you hear the same ones over and over and over and over and over again. And this, I tell you, if it isn't for Charlie Tune is the only reason I listen to that station anymore, Jennifer, because it's just so repetitive. This song, the reason it makes me think of it is because this song is on every time I push the button. This song seems to be on. But, it still is a bona fide pop hit.
Be happy you still have an oldie station in your city.
I know, you don't even have one. In Washington.
When did the 80s become oldies? When did I get
oldies?
Yeah,
exactly. Well, but this 30 years ago, Jennifer.
I know.
We have a classic rock station here in D.C., but they won't play Michael Jackson.
No.
It's rock, so there are no oldie stations here in D.C.
No. Anyway. So we were back to number five. Pretenders were number five. Back in the Chain Gang, number four, Lionel Richie, You Are. Duran Duran, Hungry Like a Wolf, number three. Culture Club, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? And Michael Jackson's Beat It, number one during this week in 1983. For your listening and dancing pleasure, this is Good Day.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Even green sushi lovers have found out how to gnaw on raw fish responsibly. In collaboration with the Monterey Bay Aquarium, the Blue Ocean Institute, and the Environmental Defense Fund, you can now print out a sustainable sushi card to carry around with you. The card lists which sushi to avoid and which to eat. For example, one should avoid both bluefin and yellowfin tuna. Equally, stay away from farmed shrimp, freshwater eel or unagi, along with farmed salmon. Wild salmon and shrimp, of course, are just fine. These card makers hope its carriers will ask sushi bar owners more questions, thus encouraging owners and sushi chefs, say that 10 times fast, to think more about serving sustainable options. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Heavy weather is in the deck of Sturgis cars.
It was fine until we got to here and it started hailing on us. We got stuck in it, so we pulled over for a little bit, and then about 15 minutes later, we got the ride again.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Tina Tadone from Fort Worth, Texas.
Hi, what's happening?
There's a lot happening here. I've done a lot of riding, the Custer National Park, Needles Highway, which scared the bejeebas out of me. Because there's a lot of, it's like a turnstile. It's like a corkscrew up and down and there's no guardrails. The cars turn out a little too far and you get too close to the edge. It's a little scary. I made it down. I'm still here. Beautiful riding out here. There's a lot of wildlife, buffalo, deer. Saw a lot of prairie dogs on the side of the road.
American Biker Minute.
Really cool.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.